Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It seems like we did this maybe about a week ago. But let's do it again because there was another debate on TV last night. Tom and Laura in the morning, your thoughts?
Different format, although we still interrupted each other.
Yeah. But it was handled a different way, wasn't it?
It was. Although I will say, I did keep saying to the husband as we watched it.
Okay.
And this goes for both parties, both sides of the fence here. Why didn't just cut their mics?
Yes.
You have that capability. So the moderator kept trying, like, Mr. Vice President, thank you, that's good. Senator Harris, thank you. And they would keep going, which I understand you're wanting to make your point. You're wanting to get your message across, but you're allotted a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. 2 minutes
Even
is 2 minutes.
The cats are calling BS.
Yeah, I hear the cats. They're definitely chiming in. I like it. I think, and I'm not picking sides here, but I think the vice president like went over time a whole lot more. Then
that was my perspective as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she was cool about it. Like the way, like you said it at the top of the hour. Okay. So I'll be the vice president and you be Harris. Ready?
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
Well, you have to go first because I'm going to like interrupt. So go ahead.
Oh, so I'm going to talk about the fact. That
no, you're not talking about the fact.
The cats,
that, no,
I'm
you're
speaking.
Not.
No, but Mr. Vice President,
if you'd let me just rebut that, the cats have nothing to do with this.
I'm speaking.
You nailed it. You should do SNL. I think here's another thing I got out of that too, Laura. Answer the question. Hello? Just answer the question.
Oh my gosh. You know what? It's funny. So I said that about 10 times. I was like, why are they not answering the question? Answer the question. Well, that's a wonderful question about healthcare. However, I'd really like to talk about the new Green Deal right now and a totally different tangent.
And the vice president, too. It's time to answer a question. If I could go back to something she said a few minutes ago. No! Answer the question.
No, you're supposed to move forward. Answer the question. I don't know. I don't like political propaganda, and that's what these debates are.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the average American, unfortunately, isn't going to go and do the research and read the, like, oh my gosh, 200-page platform that both candidates have. Although, maybe I could be wrong. I don't think President Trump is re-releasing any platforms. We're continuing with what we went with in 2016. Is that correct?
You know what? It does sound that way. Yeah, it sounds like because everything like here's what I'm going to do. Well, we've been waiting for years, so we have a plan. Well, let's see it. Like I find myself asking the question, how? Sometimes on both sides.
Sure.
Sometimes on both sides. But most of the time with the current administration, we're going to do this. How? We have a plan. Okay, explain it. How? Like, ask the question how when you hear things said to you. If I were to say to you, Laura, you and I are going to make things happen on this morning show.
Great. What are we going to do?
And that's what the audience would say. Oh, okay. How? What are you going to do? So anyway, we're done with this, but I mean, we'll talk about the fly on the vice president's head later. I mean, that's another topic. If you found
stoic, stoic in the face of adversity, he just kept talking. I don't know how.
He just reminds me of that college professor you really didn't want to pay attention to. It's just like, what time is this class over? Happy birthday, Bruno. Bruno Mars is celebrating a birthday today. He is 35 years old. I didn't know he was that old, Laura.
Really?
35? Wow.
I actually kind of thought that maybe he was like 30?
Yeah, maybe around that. Now, 35 isn't old, my dear, so don't. I know how old you are. I'm not saying 35 is old.
Listen, I'm 38. I'm cool with it.
All right. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. We can't talk enough about the fly because it was all over social media as soon as the vice presidential debate was over. Boom.
The writers of Saturday Night Live really don't have to do much writing.
No, they could study the tape and just have two of their cast members act it out. It would be
pretty
great. So I got to ask you, because we're watching the debate in our own separate houses. Did
yes,
you
we were.
Find yourself focused on the fly after a while?
I couldn't stop looking at the fly. It was there. Here's the thing. For television and to give the vice president a tiny bit of the benefit of the doubt, when you prepare for TV, you do makeup up.
Yep.
You also have hairstylists. So to keep the coif, if you will, in place, I'm sure that there was some hairspray that maybe gentlemen of his age don't typically use to ensure that it, you know, looks smooth and how it looked last evening. But
so you're thinking the fly got stuck. Just say it.
I'm thinking that flies are attracted to BS. And you know,
hold that. Okay. Well, let's see, because we have exclusive audio here at 94KX. We're excited about this. We have exclusive audio of somebody on the technical crew zoomed in a long-range microphone on the fly. And this, like Mark Lawrence, is going to freak when he hears this news.
It's a wonderful question. And
let me land here for a minute.
And in America,
is this hair or steel wool?
I
declare this head Flyzonia.
Flyzonia?
Don't assume that what you're seeing.
Ooh, dandruff on the jacket. Dandruff on the jacket.
Warning.
Hey, shout out to all you other flies watching out there. Watch out for the swatter.
Wow, that's technology there.
It's unbelievable. Who knew that flies could talk?
You're going to have to learn to drive a real car.
A honk's the angriest sound a car can make.
When people like you drive down the street, everyone is actually laughing at you and calling you pathetic. You do realize this, right?
There's traffic. Nobody's moving.
Re-entering traffic.
Get out of my way! I'm driving to work. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Stressful things when we drive. A new poll found, Laura, that bad weather is at the top of the list. Getting lost, being tailgated, parallel parking, merging onto a busy highway. Just a short, like, list of things that stress us when we drive.
I think anyone in central Pennsylvania would agree that driving in bad weather is probably the most stressful thing.
Yeah, that's probably why we have a lot of, like, two-hour delays as soon as a snowflake falls. Absolutely right. How about, like, merging anywhere on Routes 1115?
Yeah, especially when you come across the bridge,
yeah,
and circle around, and you know that there's like, you can see it from the bridge, you know there's this line of tractor trailers.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, one of them will be nice to you and let you in, but most of the time they won't. So then you have to take your life in your hands and try and be that little car that just like zips in quick.
Yeah, how about the people that like act like you're invisible? And they're just like moving forward and you're like, come on, dude, let me merge in. Come on, please.
I always go for direct, intense eye contact.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's like a city trick. And you look at the person and you do that like little half wave and nod.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of point. You're like, hey, so can I get? And then it's in human nature not to want to be awkward. So that, you know, normally the other person like rolls their eyes and kind of like motions you ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Works every time.
Come on out. And then there's that person that just sticks it right in. You know what I mean? No eye contact, nothing. And I like when that car is already damaged, like, and they stick it in there.
Cause
I later roll down my window and I go, you just explained your front fender. But anyway, what are the things that stress you when you drive? I don't know, getting lost, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, we have apps now and GPS and all that, but bad weather, good point. I don't think it's a big deal, but a lot of people get stressed. We want to know. Ford Fun Line always open, and Laura, set them up, man.
Okay, yeah, we'll put it on social media. We'll ask what stresses you when you drive. My biggest one, driving on a major highway in the rain, either behind or passing a tractor trailer, freaks me out.
Wow. You are so right. Look at, I have goosebumps. It's la, la, la. Girl, you could use me. 'Cause I still want that to serve us love. Painting the Valley Pink, the SBC Media Stations again this year. A great story coming up in just a couple of seconds. Our topic, Tom and Laura's topic, what stresses you out when you're driving? Maybe it's a simple little thing like somebody's tailgating you or whatever. Let us know on Facebook. You had a great point, Laura, that driving in the rain, is that what they mean? When? Because one of the things on the list was bad weather. We always think of snow, but bad weather could be rain too, right?
It's funny. I would much prefer to drive slow and steady in snow. Mm-hmm. Then rain, especially when it's at that critical point. Is it freezing rain?
Ooh.
Is it regular rain? I don't know. The temperature is like exactly 32 degrees. And yeah, I don't like driving in the rain.
No, me either. The heavy stuff that ponds up on the roadway too. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you drive like a low profile kind of sports car and you're driving way too fast. Not that I do, but...
Never.
We want to know. Let us know. We'll talk more about the fly coming up next hour. And
I don't think this fly is going away anytime soon.
Someone posted up immediately after the vice presidential debate last night. Who won the debate? Somebody posted, what do they call it, a GIF or whatever? One of those little moving kind of movie things? You're the social media person. What do they call those things?
The little GIFs?
Yeah. Those little quick 5-second videos.
Yeah.
Somebody said, who won the vice presidential? Somebody had this fly like cleaning his face.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, wow. So much to talk about. And it's all on the way.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KF.
Somebody tell me it's true that you could buy a Biden Harris fly swatter. Somebody tell me that's true. I mean,
the things that you can find on the internet, I'm sure that people have already cooked up all kinds of stuff.
But is it just, what do they call it, Photoshop? Or is there actually a Biden fly swatter for sale after last night's vice presidential debate?
I bet somewhere there is.
All right. I like the pictures I'm seeing. Let's put it that way. Tom and Laura in the morning. In case you missed the debate last night, it wasn't as bad as the presidential debate, but there was this moment where a fly landed on the vice president's head and stayed there. I mean, was he getting his 15 minutes of fame, Laura?
I think that's what the fly was after. You also cannot make this up. That happened. And I also looked at my husband last night and I was like, is this real life?
Is this really happening? And you find yourself focused on the insect instead of the content coming out of the people's mouths. And it's like, it must have been cool to be that fly on the head of the VP.
All around the world, people hate my species. I'm known for my love of poo.
Well, there is that.
Everyone they go, I saw you on TV. I'm 25 days old.
Yeah, that's old.
A guy like me, that's old.
Hey, but
I'm Mike Pence's fly.
Oh, boy.
I was on Fox News, yeah, baby. Did you see me? I was waving. I'm Mike Pence's fly. Take a shot, how can you blame me? Someone backstage tried to raid me.
That's going to be a huge hit record.
You know what I'm envisioning after all of this is over, regardless of who wins the election?
Uh-huh.
Weird Al Yankovic is coming out with a brand new album. I guarantee it.
And it's going to be huge. All right. Fly or not, we are painting the valley pink all month long on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting, and that's a good thing.
Hold me, feels so holy.
Holy cow, you're driving right at me this morning.
You're going to have to learn to drive a real car.
A honk's the angriest sound a car can make.
When people like you drive down the street, everyone is actually laughing at you and calling you pathetic. You do realize this, right?
There's traffic. Nobody's moving.
Re-entering traffic.
No, careful. Our topic of the day, the things that stress us out when we are driving. Wow.
Some of these are fantastic.
Okay.
And I agree 1,000% with what our listeners are commenting.
We threw it out there this morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open if you want to call it in. But Laura's on Facebook, the 94KX Facebook page. What do you got?
So there are some of the normal ones. Not using a turn signal, tailgating.
Ooh, I hate that.
The very dangerous practice of texting and driving.
Please don't.
But there are some more specific ones.
Okay, like?
So Jessica says, oversized tractor trailers that take up both lanes of travel, but they don't have any warning vehicles behind or in front of them.
Oh, have you seen that? I
guess she has. Yeah. She says every year in our area, it seems to be getting worse. I've seen or almost been in too many close calls because of this.
Wow. Yeah, right? Oversized vehicles are kind of scary when you're trying to get
around.
They
are. They really, really are.
But the simple things, like people have commented already, like people that don't use turn signals. Everybody says, well, that happens. No, it's stupid. You got turn signals for a reason. Use them.
I thought they were optional equipment.
No, Mark, oh, now stop.
No, Mark, come on.
Okay.
It's not optional.
I'll get on board.
Okay. He's going to use his turn signals now, he promises. What's the thing that stresses you out, though, when you're driving and it happens to you? Is it someone tailgating you? Is it bad weather? Is it any parts of Routes 11 and 15 for four counties? What is it?
The Monroe Marketplace traffic lights. That is this bane of my existence. If only I didn't remember when they first put them in. You know, we did a story about that, and they said, okay, but don't worry. If you get stopped at one, they're timed in such a manner that you won't get stopped at another.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. That's total BS.
I've been stuck between many, many times.
I'm with you on that. I love stopping at a red light for 2 minutes and then moving, 50 feet and stopping at the second one.
Exactly.
Yeah, and along those lines, the Walmart driver, I call them, and that is the person that stays in the left lane because sooner or later, they're going to sneak into the middle lane and turn into the Walmart, except it's 10 miles away.
Well, in Liverpool, I'm turning left, so I better get in the left lane now.
There you go.
What about those people who ride side by side in both lanes, especially on the strip, right? And they're each going 5 miles under the speed limit.
It's like they're coming around turn three and waiting for the green flag to drop in the NASCAR race. You know?
Right?
Hey, let us know. It's Tom and Laura's topic of the day. Tom and Laura in the morning. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. 185 of them closing, Laura.
Ooh. I mean, it makes sense. How do you have a business model that relies solidly on an all-you-can-eat salad bar during a global pandemic?
You've given this thought. I like it.
I have. I used to love Ruby Tuesdays. Seriously.
Really? Was there
yes.
one? I think there was one in Bloomsburg at one time, wasn't there?
There
up
is.
At Buckhorn?
Yeah. Yep, there still is. Mm-hmm. And there used to be one in the Harrisburg area that I would go to with my grandparents. That and the Old Country Buffet. They were like go-tos.
There's one in Billtown. There's one in Williamsport as well. And I used to go with my ex-mother-in-law, I guess you call her that. And she loved it. Like, some foods are just old people food, I guess. I don't know.
Well, and it's like a nostalgic thing for me. I just remember going, and it makes sense. I did visit, and this is several years ago now, the one in Buckhorn.
Okay.
And this is not a knock, but it was subpar.
Subpar. It's not a knock.
And even my Graham was like, they don't even have Pinot Grigio.
Oh, Graham!
Like, they didn't have what she, I don't know. It was a thing. We ate there. We did not return. Sorry.
BYOP, bring your own Pinot. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. And next
do I have
hour?
To BYOP to that, too?
Oh, okay.
Do I need to bring my own to Pinot's and AccuWeather?
And next hour, we're going to what? What?
What are we doing?
We're naked? What?
Tom, I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Stay with us, people. We paint the valley pink in the month of October. The stations of SBC Media, 94KX included. We have so much to do this month. Stay with us all month long. The pink movement has no problem saying the word boobies and boobs and words like that. And I'm always like, it's kind of a shock thing, isn't it, Laura, when you hear that? You go, what? And ta-tas.
Yeah, well, it's tough to talk about some of these things, but I feel like you and I talking about it on the radio then normalizes conversations about breasts, breast self-exams, mammograms, learning to, you know, touch the tatas, make sure that you are getting checked, because early detection is key to the prevention of breast cancer.
Absolutely. We will promote and educate evangelical again throughout this month. Here's another word, naked. If you say it, people like stop in their tracks.
And they're like, what are they going to talk about next?
What are they going to talk about next?
I'm naked.
I'm completely naked.
I'm naked.
I'm like naked.
There isn't a man behind me. These are my hands.
Why you want me to be naked?
I'm here to talk to you about voting.
Did you know that ballots could be naked?
And if you don't do exactly what I tell you, your ballot could get thrown out.
First of all, when your ballot comes, you're supposed to read the instructions.
Read and follow the instructions that come with your ballot.
If they say to use a black pen, use a black pen.
Number two, in some states like Pennsylvania,
there are two envelopes you have to stuff your ballot in. Otherwise, it's called a naked ballot.
Number three, mail your ballot in as soon as you can.
Don't sit on them. Get those things out ASAP.
Like now.
Let's go.
Please vote.
Take your clothes off and vote.
Vote, vote, vote. Everyone's voice matters in this election. Please vote.
Isn't that amazing the way they use the word, celebrities using the word naked to get your attention and pay attention?
There's even a video that goes along with it. And Sarah Silverman, she,
yeah,
she gets a little scandalous in that video.
Yes, she does.
But they mentioned Pennsylvania, and this is a really important thing. Mm-hmm. In the primary, I voted by mail. I just wanted to see what it was all about. I had never done so before. Long story short, that two-envelope system is really important. Your ballot comes with instructions. You have your official ballot envelope that then goes inside of the envelope that has prepaid postage on it. You stick it in the mail or drop it off at your election office, and then that way your vote is counted. So don't let those votes go naked.
Mm-hmm. Read the instructions. I don't think I own... No, I know I don't own a single solitary photo of any of my three daughters sitting on Santa Claus's lap. I just don't. My kids used to freak out. He was a fat old guy in a red velvet suit. They didn't like him.
This is a really, really funny story.
Okay.
There is a photo of me in my grandparents' house. Mm-hmm. And Santa Claus came to visit. And it was me and all of my cousins and my Washaleski grandparents in Mount Carmel used to have these epic Christmas Eve parties.
Oh, cool.
All the cousins, and I'm talking first, seconds, thirds, fourths, fifths, like everybody came to the house, packed on in. Santa Claus came dishing out presents, and I like looked at him, and he had a specific little mark next to his eye.
Oh?
I was like, who is this Santa? And now Santa's helpers are everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Might not necessarily always be the real Santa Claus, but...
Right. It might have been drunk Uncle Larry.
Well, I feel like this was maybe slightly intoxicated pop-up.
Now there's a story.
It's so funny because my sister and I, like, called him out.
Called out ho-ho.
But we did. But... It's funny because I feel like sometimes placing one's children on Santa's lap is like an exercise in torture, because it's this strange person. You're asking a tiny child to get close to them, and like they're looking at them and thinking, oh, man, and you're not the real Santa Claus. You sit on a throne of lies. Real Santa Claus is at the North Pole.
There it is.
He just designated you to help him.
There it is. My three daughters
maybe
now.
Social distance Santa.
Yeah. Like, not a bad idea.
Okay. Not a horrible idea.
My three daughters, 24, 27, and 30 years old, all three came through the Sunbury YMCA daycare. All three had traumatic experiences with Santa at the daycare party. One just freaked, the other one threw up, and I think the third one may have bit him. I'm not sure. God. But the thing is, now in these COVID Christmas times we're about to face, a lot of places are not having Santas. And like you heard Fallon just say, a lot of them are putting them in glass snow globes or behind plexiglass walls. Touchless Santa, they're calling it.
I mean, that sounds a little weird and creepy, though.
It does. So, yeah. Okay, I got three words for you, people. Talk to Santa.
Oh.
WKOK News Radio has had this show on for like 75, 80 years. Talk to Santa Claus through the magic radio.
There it is. Longest running children's radio program in history.
And it comes right out of this building. So there you go, Mom, Dad, Grandma. Grandma Wasileski, think about it. Think about it. Boucher, think about it. Don't put the kids through that situation. Witch. Witch.
She's a witch. I hate her.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I said boo to you before and you weren't scared.
No.
So if I just said, witch, what would you say?
I'd be asking if you were sassing me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Here's the deal. I just found out through a friendly listener, Janice, that boo was yesterday's word.
Oh, no. So oh, no.
We just blew up the text club with the word boo.
Oh, sorry, Central PA. Do you know what? And I didn't even open up. I'm so sorry. I didn't open up the Halo Fun Text Club to look.
I didn't see any booze. So, booze. Booze. Booze is a good word for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because but they get filtered out boo. For the contest. So, oh,
so here's
no.
the deal. So What's here's the deal. Text in witch, okay?
W-I-T-C-H.
W-I-T-C-H? Yes, you are correct. And I will update this little cue card that I have here. To make sure that which is the word, is the word, is the word. Now, tell them what they win, Johnny-O.
Oh, why, thank you, Tom. You could win today a family four-pack of pay-one-price ride passes to go to Halifun, which starts tomorrow!
Yes! And do we give them a hint by maybe showing up tomorrow and giving them a preview?
Well... Yes, friend, you and I get a very special sneak peek of not only the spooks and scares that are behind the scenes at Halo Fun, but also maybe a taste of the fall flavors that they have going on at Kinnowalls.
This sounds awesome. Like fun. And it starts when? We're going to get a sneak preview, but when does it start tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. So 6 p.m. or later, you and I get a sneak peek probably around 11 or so. So just watch the 94KX Facebook page for that. It's going to be a good time. The KX crew is going to be there dressed festively in fall colors, I hope.
Uh-huh. For Halo Fun.
With Kinnowalls and 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. He'll take you through the midday Mark Stevens this afternoon. And my girl Sammy tonight. There's the lineup. Tom and Laura wrapping up. Man, I thought Chad would come in with a big bag of pierogies for all of us.
He didn't?
Dude, you dropped the ball.
Oh, man.
National Fluffer Nutter Day. Enjoy a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich if that's your gig. It's National Pierogi Day. Earlier this morning, Laura suggested a Fluffer Nutter pierogi. Ooh.
I did indeed. Mm. And you know what? I really would not be... the homegrown Coleridgean girl that I am, if I didn't have a box of Mrs. T's in my freezer.
You know what? I think there should be a pierogi patrol, and they go door to door, and if you don't have a box of Mrs. T's, you get ousted. You get exiled. Out right? the door you go.
How could my maiden name be Wasileski and I not have some form of pierogi in my freezer or refrigerator somewhere? Seriously.
I don't even know how to spell Wasileski, but I know that you're a Coleridgean girl. I know you're a Coleridgean girl.
So my thought for the day is I'm giving everyone across this beautiful land that we call Central Pennsylvania a free pass. Today is National Pierogi Day. You get yourself a five-course dinner tonight.
Okay.
Be as fancy as you want, but every single course will be pierogi.
Meat, potato, cheese, veggies.
All inside of that delicious dough casing that is a pierogi fried up in butter and onions. Done. Boom.
Done. Boom. Have a good day, everybody.
All the carbs. Bye, guys.